came flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Don Fox, and we're going to talk about what happened on September 11th, 2001. You know, and we can't understand any of the things going on today unless we understand what happened that day. And basically, somebody once said, those who do not understand the past do not understand the present, and this is really the problem. We're told we're involved in a war on terrorism. We're told, of course, that it became apparent on September 11, 2001, and the 19 hijackers using certainly box-cutter knives were able to hijack four airplanes and crash two of them into the World Trade Center, and certainly one crashed in Shanksville and another crashed into the Pentagon. We're told that, and but is that what really happened that day? Good morning, Don. Thanks very much for being with us.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Thanks for having me on again.
You pick up the story and just sort of introduce yourself. Our audience here doesn't know you. They haven't heard you before. So tell them a little about your background and why you're concerned.
Okay. I'm an IT guy by day. I have a regular job. You know, I work 40 hours a week. I'm not a, you know, world-renowned public speaker or, you know, author or anything like that. I'm concerned, you know, I study history and, you know, kind of the dark history, you know, politics. You know, the black ops tends to, you know, get my fancy, so I've done a lot of work in that area. And about a year or so ago, I ended up in a debate with some of Jim Fetzer's fans and whatnot on, you know, what really happened at the Trade Center. And you know, we've hashed this thing out behind the scenes quite a bit. And, you know, we've come to the conclusion, yeah, it was nuclear bombs that destroyed those buildings.
All right, fine. And, of course, Don is going to be a speaker at the Conspiracy Conference this coming weekend. And that's going to be at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Milpitas in California. And I'm going to be there, not speaking, but I will at least have a table there. And but Don is going to be talking and expressing his view, which is a little different than the view that many other people have had. And why do you think it had to be some sort of a nuclear bomb? And after all, doesn't nuclear bombs create a big mushroom clouds?
Well, yeah, a big bomb will create a big mushroom cloud. These were smaller, low-yield bombs. And, yeah, you do see mushroom clouds if you look close. And I've got some videos of the the towers getting demolished, that, yeah, you can definitely see that. And, you know, conventional.
All right, now, basically, then why do you think that this was not simply some sort of nanothermite that cut across the beams and allowed the buildings to come down as it did?
Well, you know, because the buildings exploded in every direction. You know, in the case of the Twin Towers, they exploded, you know, from the top down and the inside out, and debris was ejected 600 plus feet, you know, 200-300 ton chunks of the North Tower hit the Winter Garden, which is over 600 feet away, and it's a glass atrium that totally was demolished. Nanothermite's not explosive; it's got a detonation velocity of only 895 meters a second, and in order to explode concrete, you need 3,200 meters a second, and to explode steel, you need 6,100 meters a second. So nanothermite can't explain the building exploding. And conventional.
Well, could the nuclear bombs explain the building coming down as it did? Because they actually had somehow, or rather, to cut across the major support beams, the 46 major support beams at each level so that building would come down the way it did. So how can you put the whole incredible story together? It's very obvious that something vaporized the cement, something vaporized 1,000 bodies, nothing ever found. All the furniture was vaporized. I mean, how do you vaporize furniture? There was only one telephone in that entire building that came through intact. Certainly, if it was a vertical collapse, a gravity collapse, it wouldn't have happened that way. So there had to be something going on there. How do you put the whole story together from your point of view?
Okay, from my research, what I've discovered is that the nuclear bombs were, in the case of the Twin Towers, planted in the core columns of the buildings. And there was a series of smaller bombs that were detonated from top to bottom. And you can explode many nukes directionally or with shaped charges. And they were configured to explode up so as not to take out the bombs below it. And so it just went, top to bottom, to kind of simulate a free fall collapse. And I think on the outer parts of the building, there is some evidence for conventional explosives being used. But in order to take out those 47 core columns, they needed the mini nukes.
Well, they had to do it at almost every level or every other level, something like that, for it to fall the way that it did, because it collapsed from the top down, not from the bottom, which is what they usually do with the controlled demolition. So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was a high-tech demo job that, it took a long time for me to figure it out. I'm not probably the world's smartest guy. I talked to Jeff Prager a couple of weeks ago, and I asked Jeff, are we really that smart? And he's like, no, it took us 12 years to figure it out. So, if you watch enough film and so why would it be nukes? Well, if you take a look at the USGS dust sample evidence, and you see elements like uranium, thorium, barium, strontium, cesium, zinc, yttrium, that smacks of a nuke. So, and then in the case of Building 6, you've got Department of Energy water samples where they found tritium at, 55 times background level. And the tritium is used in hydrogen bombs. So it certainly appears it was fission-triggered fusion bombs at ground zero.
All right, fine. Now, is there a group of people who agree with this concept? Whose concept is this? Who came forward with this as a thesis?
I'm not a nuclear physicist. I'm a 9/11 researcher. I researched nukes because that's what they use. So, I did a lot of research on nukes on the internet, and I went to 911u.org. You can go there, and that's kind of where I got the main.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Don Fox here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I guess this morning is Don Falk, who's going to be speaking at the conspiracy conference this coming weekend there in the Milpitas in California. So basically, Don, you were just saying that you'd gotten this information, and you were telling us where this concept comes from and who the people are. As, certainly, are there others who agree with this concept?
I've done a lot of research with, Ed Ward, M.D., and Jeff Prager. And those guys, they know a lot more about nukes than I do, and they've really, increased my nuke knowledge, quite a bit here in the last year.
Yeah. All right, fine. So basically,
Jim Fetzer's on board with it now as well. He had entertained, several different theories, trying to sort it out. What Jim does is he'll consider anything, no matter how outlandish, and give it its day in court, and then eventually he whichever the evidence points at, that's the one he goes with.
You're speaking now of Jim Fetzer going along with his concept.
Yep, and May 1st we came out with an article on Veterans Today called Mystery Solved. The WTC was nuked on 9/11, and that's an article everybody out there should read.
So basically, then, what you're saying is that they find certain evidence of a nuclear explosion just because of the thorium and the other minerals associated with nuclear weapons. Was that found in the dust or what?
Yeah. The United States Geological Survey took 35 dust samples within a mile of the Trade Center on September 17th and 18th, 2001. And all these elements show up, and not only do they show up, there's various quantities of the elements at different places, but they rise and fall, as you would expect to see with nuclear fission. It's not just one element. It's, like in the case of uranium and thorium, if one element goes down at one location, they both go down together, and then at the next location they'll go up, they go up together, There's a unifying process there behind the presence of all these elements.
So this is really a rather distressing thing to think that somebody had actually brought those buildings down, because this obviously was not a terrorist. The terrorists certainly didn't have the facilities for doing this and putting those. Actually, they would have to be installed very carefully in the buildings, and then the destruction of the buildings would have to be carefully coordinated. So this suggests something much, much more elaborate than 19 terrorists with box cutter knives. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the hijackers, if you believe the planes were real, there's quite a bit of evidence to suggest that, no commercial flight was actually hijacked on 9/11. But even if you did believe that, these guys didn't even have the ability to land an airplane, let alone, fly a commercial plane at 500 miles an hour. And have it do all these maneuvers and into the building. And even if they could pull off that miracle, that's not going to explain, how these buildings came down. They exploded.
Then, if you're suggesting the planes didn't actually hit the buildings, what happened to the passengers? We had interviewed Barbara Olson, who was on the plane that hit the Pentagon a number of times. I felt I knew Barbara Olson. What happened to Barbara? What happened to the people on the planes?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. I would refer, I'm not really a plane guy. I would refer people to Pilots for 9/11 Truth, and they got the transponder data. And Flight 11 was you know, over, was it Champaign, Urbana, Illinois, when it was supposed to be hitting the North Tower, and Flight 175 was over Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, when it was supposed to be hitting the South Tower. There's a report that one of the planes landed in Cleveland, but, you know, like I said, I'm not really a plane specialist. You know, I kind of just gleaned some of the stuff from other people on that.
Now, of course, we really don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but they would not be at all above simply killing those people or putting them into a prison someplace, as they did with our boys we left behind in Vietnam. Over 1,000 of them abandoned in Vietnam and in Laos. And certainly we have no idea what happened to them. They were put into a prison, and probably most of them are dead. I wonder how they feel about the Americans who simply abandoned them. And the average American really doesn't care about the soldiers, almost 1,000 we abandoned in South Vietnam. After all, the war is over and the good life continues, and those young men who went overseas to fight for freedom and ended up spending the rest of their lives in prison. And nobody ever talks about the men we abandoned in Vietnam, certainly not John McCain, who was one of the POWs who came back. The others know what goes on, and very often you'll see those black flags with a picture of the prisoner on it. Remember the MIAs, but most people don't care, because life is so wonderful here for us. But then, of course, God does bring judgment upon people who certainly have committed terrible crimes. Anyway, Cindy, Don, as you analyze this, is the idea taking hold? Other people, is this widely circulated idea? Because certainly you're one of the few people I've met who really embraces this idea of that nuclear weapons were used. And then what about the fact that they apparently had found some evidence of nanothermite in the dust as well?
Well, you know, they may very well have found some nanothermite, and people ask me, well, what about that? And I think maybe that was responsible for some of the fuming that you saw before the building came down, softening something up, or maybe just for dramatic effect to make the fires look worse than what they actually were. But nanothermite has no explanatory power to, you know, explain why concrete and steel exploded. So you can't.
Or the vaporization of the.
To vaporize that much material, you need extremely high, you know, explosive energy and temperatures, and only a thermonuclear bomb explains that.
And they murdered over 1,000 Americans that day, and over 1,000 Americans, well, 3,000 Americans that day, but over 1,000 bodies, nothing, no element, not even a tiny speck of bones
that
been found. They simply vaporized them. How do you vaporize a human body? That's the question.
Yeah, that's where only nukes can explain that. Nukes can vaporize material, and that's what you see at Ground Zero. Other people had, you know, hanging skin. That's another telltale sign of nukes.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And if you have a question or comment on this subject, because we should never forget what happened on September 11th. How were they able to vaporize over 1,000 human, bodies, kill 3,000 people? They intended to kill a lot more. They did everything to keep the people from leaving Morgan Stanley. That Morgan Stanley had two floors at the South Tower. And of course, when the North Tower was hit, why the loudspeaker came on and told the people there at Morgan Stanley to stay at their seats, don't get up and leave, don't get up and leave, everything's fine, just stay at your seat and work. And fellow in charge of security ran up and down the aisles with a megaphone and said, get out, we're under a terrorist attack. And the people left just before the building came down. They intended to kill them, too. That's why when the initial reports came out, they kept saying 6,000 people died that day. 6,000 people, well, maybe it was 5,000 and then 4,000. They wanted to kill them all. We're dealing with organized evil, ladies and gentlemen. Whether you accept what Don says or the other theories, there's no question that they killed them. They killed them intentionally. There's no statute of limitation on murder, and this involves the key people in the Bush administration. no question at all. And, of course, the fact that they've blocked any independent investigation, and Congress has never had the courage to do an independent investigation to find out what really happened. So, Don, what can be done at this stage to get the information out and certainly to actually get some sort of an investigation and find out and verify who's responsible for murder? After all, we're very concerned when one woman kills her boyfriend. And, of course, we've spent many months following this tragic murder. A woman still hasn't decided whether to put her to death or not. This is, of course, in Arizona. And yet, of course, we totally ignore the almost 3,000 murders that took place that day. We're not even trying to find out who was responsible for their murder. What can be done at this stage?
Well, you know, I guess I'm at this stage of the game. Is it too late to do anything? You know, who knows? I guess all I can do is, keep doing my homework and get on the radio, you know, with people that'll have me and try to get the word out. You know, the only thing that would really get the ball rolling is massive public pressure. You know, it's going to take a lot of people to get off their, you know, rear end and get after it. You know, if enough people can get outraged about the biggest buildings in America and America's biggest city getting nuked, you know, by elements within its own government, then, you know, we might get going. Otherwise, it may just end up being an academic exercise, you know. But, you know, like you said, you know, history, if you don't know your own history, it's as though you were born yesterday.
And, of course, the events that took place on September 11th have never been independently investigated. In fact, of course, we had the special commission that looked into it, but, of course, half of those people came from the Council on Foreign Relations. It is both Tom Keene and Lee Hamilton, the chairman and vice chairman of that commission. It was a cover-up, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, there was one Congress senator, actually, who wanted to investigate, and they threw him off the commission. The last thing they wanted was an independent investigation, after all. There's no statute of limitation on murder, and they murdered those Americans.
That was the 2002 version of the Warren Commission, is what
right.
That was, you know.
And basically, if you've ever read the commission report, they came up and said, oh, yes, the military lied. Well, if the military lied, then why didn't they demand they be indicted and sent to prison? After all, they were all under oath. And of course, the president wouldn't testify. George Bush wouldn't testify under oath. He wouldn't even meet with him without Dick Cheney there to hold his hand to make sure that he was safe.
He would not give a sworn statement either. It was an informal lunch meeting, I think is what it was.
Right. So basically, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, how do you feel about that, about the murder and the fact that there has never been an independent investigation? Congress has steadfastly refused to investigate this. They allowed the 9/11 Commission, certainly appointed Tom Keene from the Council on Foreign Relations, Lee Hamilton from the Trilateral Commission, and they were supposed to investigate to make sure there was no conspiracy. Come on now. Our telephone number is 877-259-5791, 877-259-5791. If you have a question or comment, don't be bashful. Love to hear from you. Okay, we do have a caller. Who's calling?
Hello, Dr. Stan. This is Susan. And I'm calling to ask your presenter, what are the other nuclear side effects of this event? And if they've done it once, they'll do it again because they've gotten by with it. So I just want that addressed because there are so many things to address.
Well, first of all, what about nuclear side effects? Were there any people who had any signs of nuclear illness after the 9/11 event?
Yeah, cancer's not my strong suit, but in Jeff Prager's presentation, he points out that as of March, 2011, over 1,000 first responders have died of one form of cancer or another. You know, and some people have contracted, two or three different rare forms of cancer. There's definitely evidence for that, and the government is now paying cancer claims for first responders. they refused to pay that for a long time, but after, I think it was the last year, they finally gave in and started paying the claims.
And because...
That's very interesting, because we never hear about that. Now, and then what was your other question, Susan?
Well, if they've gotten by with it once, they're going to escalate it and do it in other ways. And I just want to mention that I was told that when Obama was campaigning in Denver, you know, at the DNC, there were tanks underneath the Colfax Viaduct.
Hold that, Susan. Hang on until we get back. Our number is 877-259-5791. 259-5791. Give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, Dr. Stan Baxter of the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is John Fox, and our telephone number is 877-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And we had Susan on the line calling, and basically, what was your question there, Susan?
Well, what I was mentioning is that I was told by somebody that I have complete confidence in that there were military tanks in Denver, Colorado, during the DNC convention when Obama was speaking on the set that Spielberg designed for him. There were, under the Colfax Viaduct, there were military tanks just to make sure nothing was going to erupt. So nothing, Denver was a big party at that time. Anyway, the point of the story is there's all this stuff is connected. And with what happened in Boston to show us massive numbers of tanks that they have on hand, and then they nuke us, and the nuke, those materials are small enough that they float in the wind all over the country. So anyway, I don't know. He's got so much information. I don't. So I'd appreciate him talking more about this.
Okay, fine. Thanks very much for calling. Before we go on, Don, why don't you go ahead and put out your website, how people can get your material, and to get more information on your theory that there's a nuclear component to the demolition of the Twin Towers. There's no question it was a controlled demolition. People only have to look at the pictures of it coming down and notice how the tops of the building literally vaporize or dissolve before the rest of the building begins to come down. In fact, if you look at the initial pictures that we had, of course, remember, they alter them, they control the media, they control what you see, but some of the initial pictures show, I think it was on the South Tower, actually the top of the building beginning to tip almost 20 degrees, and it almost if it was going to fall off, and then it suddenly vaporizes, and it's all gone. So basically, if you have a question or comment, don't hesitate to call us, 877-25-95791.
People can check out my stuff on my blog at donaldfox.wordpress.com.
And one more time.
donaldfox.wordpress.com. And
wordpress.com.
Yep,
okay,
all one word. Yep, WordPress. Yep, it's another WordPress blog. There's a ton of them out there. And I'm one of them. Click on the 9/11 category. That'll bring up all the 9/11 articles for you.
All right, we have another caller. And who's calling in?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Steve calling from Greeley. And enjoy your show as usual. You know, a question I would pose here, and this is that 9/11 as itself is probably the premier event of all time in the United States, and we can't let it go down and go by. But I think the real problem we face is not 9/11, but the lack of pressure and resistance. And that is the real issue, because this is where the conspiracy is. Something is stopping us from joining enough, pressurized political, rebuke for what happened here to force anything. I know that we have a lot of great theories and a lot of people working. I talked with Richard Gage back in the early days, and I explained to him, you know, you're going to put together a lot of good information, and of course there's other theories, and I'm like your guest, I'm in favor of looking at everything, you know, but the burden of proof is not on us. We know for certain one thing, that this was controlled demolition, and that is really the issue. There's no national security about this anymore when they attack Americans. I mean, there's no hands-off attitude toward the government. I called Mark Udall not too long ago, our senator, and I asked, you know, the person working, you know, his phones and stuff like that about WTC7, and he said, what? I don't know what WTC, you know, come on. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that we're getting stonewalled with. I use the analogy of a castle. You know, a castle can withstand rainstorms for 1,000 years, but a pressurized water hose will take down the walls in a matter of hours. So the big problem we have here is that we don't have any resistance. I explained this to Richard Gage a long time ago. I said, you know, your theories, your coffee table talks and books are going to be good. Informing people is one thing, but you reach a point of saturation. If you don't organize and put pressure on these people, you're never going to change this. So I'm in favor of all theories, of course, but I think at some point we have to get the pressure, I mean real massive pressure on the government to blow this thing open and expose all the lies that we've been told.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think the problems we have is, first of all, it's so difficult for most Americans to believe that there could be anything this massive, that our government would have done it. Most people love this country, and they think that when you criticize the government, you're criticizing the country without realizing we have a visible government, and then we have an invisible criminal government. They're two of them entirely separate. And then, of course, the other thing is, it is so hard to believe that they would actually intentionally kill 3,000 or almost 3,000 Americans. It's hard for people to accept this. Once they do, their whole perspective changes. So would you agree with that, Don?
Yeah, the caller is 1,000% right. I mean, public pressure is the only thing that's going to work. I mean, the system, you know, the system is done what it's going to do, which is nothing. You know, it's just it's doing CYA. I mean, we can all see that. Nobody got prosecuted for 9/11.
Yeah.
Nobody even got fired over 9/11 in the government. I mean, if that was a real genuine terrorist attack, that means, you know, massive amounts of people must have just completely failed at their jobs. You know, if you were to fail at your job that bad, you'd be canned in a second. But, you know, on 9/11, no, everybody got promoted.
And, of course, they kept insisting we had no idea what was going to happen. We had no idea who these people were. We had no idea about anything.
But we had no idea it was coming, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they knew exactly what was going to happen. They were tracking all of these people. In fact, three of them actually were actually in Pensacola taking flight training. They were actually working in various government agencies.
But yeah, the Air Force.
You're going to hear that, and six of the people who died that day are alive and well, living over in the Middle East there. And if you doubt that, certainly go to your search engine and type in 6/9/11 hijackers living in Middle East. And then if you can explain to me how they could have died and then came back and living in the Middle East, and why doesn't the government address that? Why, of course, addressing it would just call attention to the fact it's all a lie, and they murdered those almost 3,000 Americans. They murdered almost 3,000 Americans, and I agree with you. Certainly the plane that hit the Pentagon, there was no plane that hit the Pentagon. You can't take a giant airliner and put it through an 18-foot hole, and that's all the hole was, 18-foot, and we're supposed to believe the entire plane disappeared inside with the engines and the wings and the motors.
It's laughable. It's laughable. You know.
Well, it's tragic. Anything else you wanted to say there before we let you go?
I sure agree with all of you, and I appreciate the hard work you're doing. I know we did try for a little bit to put together a fact system, a lot like Roy Beck's Numbers USA, where he deals with the immigration issue, proving that just a very small amount of people who work together can bombard these, I hate to use that word bombard, but just flood these congressional offices with demands. And, I mean, if you were to put these people on the level and say, look, I want your answer about WTC-7 and ask every senator and congressman to post these things and hit them with hundreds of thousands of faxes, perhaps on the 11th of every month, until they realize we're not going away and we want answers. I mean, you're going to begin to start to break down this wall of secrecy. Of course, the news media is compliant. They're complete trash and the rest. But thanks for the time, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Our number is 877-254-75.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder is from Kathy Van Soest and the staff at Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley, welcoming home our American heroes.
Well, here's the last segment of our program. Our guest this morning is Don Fox. Our telephone number is 877-259-5791. If you have a question or comment out there, don't be bashful. And I certainly concur with our last caller that we need to have an organized effort to, so that the American people never forget those murders. Certainly have not been explained, and the murderers are on the loose at the highest levels of our government. Who do we have calling in?
Dr. Stan, this is Chris. Thank you for this opportunity. I was an Illich Gardens employee for 10 years, and 3 years out before the Democratic convention at Invesco Field, they had black helicopters circling Illich Gardens for 3 years, three seasons in a row. The season before the convention, we had ops on the grounds in Illich Gardens, black uniforms running around, SWAT teams doing drills at Illich Gardens. As far as the tanks go, I never saw any tanks under the viaduct of Colfax, but there were trains going by with tanks on them.
Okay, fine. Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, 3 years out, how did you know there was going to be a Democratic convention at Invesco Field? How long had this been planned? I mean, the black helicopters were in the air every day, three seasons in a row, planning the route. I'm sure that's what they were doing now. And well, then we started having SWAT teams on the grounds in Illich Gardens, simulating, looking for whoever.
Okay, I appreciate that. Anything else you would like to say?
Well, I believe that the 9/11 was an inside job, and I didn't know how they disintegrated the concrete and that the explosions took place. I don't know, enough about nuclear fusion to. But I agree, it didn't pancake from jet fuel. I believe what the architects and engineers of 9/11 Truth have said. I didn't know there was a pilot 9/11 Truth, but I will look them up as well. But I know after 9/11, they came up with that TV series Missing. I don't know where these passengers are. I don't know if they're accounted for. I know some of the hijackers are accounted for. Six of them are still alive and well. It's a mess. It was an inside job. Marvin Bush was chief of security and quit the day before. New Yorkers had never seen the towers blackened. The lights never went out in the World Trade Centers, but they were out for a week or two before 9/11. I believe they were setting the charges.
That's when they were getting the explosives in there. Anyway, God bless and thanks very much.
Thank you.
Your call. Don, would you like to comment on what our caller just said?
You know, I have to look this up, but I had heard Fetzer interviewed somebody, and I think Marvin Bush actually was on until 3 weeks after 9/11, if I'm not mistaken.
Anyway, it is not simply by coincidence that the president's brother was on the board of the of the organization in charge of security at the World Trade Center. 877-259. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I don't believe in coincidences.
No, but I'm sure it wasn't. I believe this was murder, and I believe, of course, that the Bush family is evil. Certainly Prescott Bush. Anybody can check it up. The grandfather was indicted for his aid to the Nazis before and during the early part of the war. He was indicted in 1942. But, of course, nobody ever talks about the fact Prescott Bush was indicted for his support for the Nazi movement.
Yeah, and they probably want to run Jeb Bush in 2016 for president as well. And if that disaster happens, he needs to be, questioned on this stuff as well.
Well, I think I sort of concur, and people have to understand this is a very wicked family. These are wicked and evil people. Once you understand that, why it all begins to make sense. Otherwise, very little going on makes sense. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. Oh, I'm sorry, 877-259-5791. That other's different telephone number. We have all sorts of different telephone numbers, but give us a call if you have a question or comment. 877-259-75-5791. 877-259-5791 if you have a question or comment for our guest this morning, Don Fox. And Don is certainly on the front lines trying to get information out, researching and studying. And what we need, I believe, is an organized effort. Never forget. Never forget those 3,000 people they killed. And if they would not be afraid to kill them, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they're not afraid to kill large numbers of people in America and throughout the world. In fact, literally through abortion financed by International Planned Parenthood, financed with your telephone, pardon me, with your tax money, they've killed over 2 billion people. They've killed over 2 billion people, children who will never laugh or run or play, but we never talk about them, about the 400 million abortions in China that we financed, the 400 million abortions in India we financed, the 400 million abortions in Russia we financed, 600,000 abortions in the United States, many funded by Planned Parenthood, financed with your tax money, ladies and gentlemen, American dollars at work doing good. Well, Don, any parting thoughts you'd like before we let you go for this morning?
Sure. Somebody had brought up the South Tower earlier, and, there was quite a bit of debate in our group of, is the building, those top 30 floors are tilting before it comes down.
Speak up a little louder, please.
Oh, okay, yeah. The South Tower, the top 30 floors of that thing were tilting over, before it comes down. And, we had quite a bit of debate. Was that intentional, or did they screw that up? And as I've dug into it, to me that looks intentional because controlled demolition, I've seen other demolitions where, yeah, that's what they do. There's no way jet fuel can explain that. 30 floors of a twin tower tipping over, and then instead of hitting the street, it turns into dust.
It turns into dust. They simply vaporize the tops of the buildings, watch them come down, and notice that the tops of the buildings sort of just disappear. All right, Don, I appreciate so much for being with us, and God bless you. We'll look forward to seeing you this weekend there in Milpitas, California.
Yep. We'll see you out there, and thanks for having me, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Nationwide Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take this number down or store it in your cell phone. 1-800-965-7804. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call in to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed the conversation this morning. We do basically have a fair amount of information on 911. We have two DVDs put out by Richard Gage. You can call our 800 number and get them. And simply 911, The Untold Story, I think it's the title of one of them. Anyway, if you call and ask for the Richard Gage DVDs, I would certainly get the first one. Then, of course, we have my tape sets, 9/11 update, and then Why Did the Building Come Down? I believe that's in CD format as well as tape. And there you'll hear the interview with the gentleman who is in charge of of cleaning up the debris from building number 7. And as he said, I'm 99% certain that was a controlled demolition. That's what he did. He worked for a company that cleaned up controlled demolitions. And then, of course, the interview with Leo Chavez, Sergeant Leo Chavez, who was at CENTCOM headquarters that morning. And Sergeant Chavez, well, I've never been able to reach him since that. As far as I know, he sort of disappeared after that interview of Why Did the Buildings Come Down? And then so the information is available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we hope that you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand the spirits of forces which are aligned against freedom today. And there really are powerful supernatural forces at work. When we talk about the things going on, we always discount God. We talk about certainly the possibility of another war over in the Middle East, certainly America becoming involved in this tragic situation with Syria, even though we are covertly financing the rebels. Why, of course, is America is not overly involved over there. But we know very well from the prophecies that there is going to be a major war in that area, and in one way or another, we're going to be involved in it. And it very well be that America is going to be destroyed in the not-too-distant future, because America is not mentioned in prophecy, other than a reference to Mystery Babylon, the financial leader of the world, which is to be destroyed. Read the Revelation in reference to Mystery Babylon and see what happens to the financial center of the world, which is today the United States of America. Also, if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty maintain our network of 50 stations, over 50 outlets across America every week, and it is an expensive proposition, I'll tell you. Why, and donations have been down. Certainly, I think a lot of people are having financial problems. If you're in a financial position to help us, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're not in a position to help us financially, we ask you to contribute. We ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection, because, of course, we're not going to survive in what we're doing without God's help and support. He's kept us going for almost 20 years now, and hopefully he'll be with us as long as I'm able to continue doing what I do at 84, why we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, and we reach people all over the world. What a unique opportunity it is. So if you'd like to be part of our team, our number again, 1-800-544-8927. Please go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, where, of course, you can see all of the various products we carry. And then, of course, you can see the list of all the books and DVDs and 4 CD sets. And you can read our newsletters and watch our DVDs. But please pray for America. But pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder.